This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, SurreyFarms.com, HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
These days, the world of ice cream is chock full of stuff. Companies like Ben & Jerry's have popularized ice cream jam-packed with a variety of flavors and textures. It's hard to deny the appeal of caramel swirls and crunchy walnuts or chocolate chunks, and marshmallow pockets all in one scoop. And yet, in the midst of this ice cream craziness, one business stands out among the rest. It is a company that focuses solely on making single-origin ice creams. They have four types of chocolate and four types of vanilla ice cream, each sourced from a different region of the globe. They're called Choctaw. We're on the line with Michael Leb, CEO of Choctaw. Michael, can you talk about why you decided on chocolate and vanilla as single-origin flavors?
Well, sure. Thanks for having me. It was important to us to really find where we could source ingredients that people both love and are passionate about, and that we could develop a flavor differentiation concept similar to that which has been developed over the years in coffee and wine. And coffee in particular was the inspiration for our search for the single origin chocolates, because chocolate, the cacao bean, is grown in the exact same regions as coffee beans by and large, and in fact is grown in some areas that don't grow coffee. The characteristics of the coffee bean and the cacao bean are similar enough that we discovered that the terroir where the cacao bean is grown imparts different flavors based on the region, just like coffee. And the vanilla part is easy. The vanilla, in terms of ice cream, is by far and away the leading seller. It sells almost as much as all other flavors combined still in the U.S. But we are conditioned to think of vanilla as just vanilla, and we soon discovered that vanilla has a symbiotic relationship with cacao, and it is similarly flavor differentiated based on the locale. And so that our discovery of the symbiosis and the really marked flavor differentiations between and among chocolates and vanillas grown across the world is what inspired us to make products with just the single origin chocolate and the single origin vanilla, and we leave the mix-ins and the toppings to other ice cream companies.
Awesome, thank you. Well, we're really excited this trend has gone into ice cream now, so thank you for that, Michael.
My pleasure, our pleasure. Very cool. I appreciate it.
For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Caitlin Pierce.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.